A report from the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, found that the number of suicide and suicide attempts among South Sudanese refugees living in settlements in Uganda has more than doubled in 2019 compared to the previous year. Now, there were 97 suicide attempts with 19 deaths. Now, more than 2 million South Sudanese, most of them women and children, have fled their home to escape the conflict between the warring parties in the country to the neighboring countries. Now, Uganda is hosting almost 40% of the South Sudanese there. Now, here in the studio this morning, we're discussing, we get to know about suicide and about mental health particularly. And I'm glad to tell you that this morning, here with me in the studio, we have Dr. Atong, who works at the Ministry of Health in the mental health, in the department that also help in mental health issues. Dr. Atong, good morning and good to have you on the Mirai Breakfast Show.
Good morning, William Sabit. Happy to be with you guys.
Good to have you always.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, as you've heard about this report, it seems mental health is really a big issue. How big of an issue is mental health in South Sudan?
The issue is huge because we had been in a decade of war that, you know, never stopped. So the civilians had not been having a stable environment to fix things. And this actually contributed to them being doing self-medicate themselves by using substances, which make things worse. And we are a tropical countries where malaria and typhoids are there. So it's like we're attacked from more than one side.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So when we talk about mental health, what is mental health?
WHO define mental health as your ability to understand, cope with the stress, behave with your communities. It's not within your community. It is not simply the absence of a disease. So if you can't socialize well, if you can't cope with stress, if you can't handle difficulties of life, so you need a mental health care. Not necessarily you are mentally ill, but you need a mental health care.
Yes, and let's go through some of the causes of mental health. What causes mental health issues in our communities?
In generally, we don't say that one thing called mental health cause mental illness. It's not like malaria, like you need a malaria parasite to be positive for malaria. But we have an assumption that says we need more than a factor for you to be mentally ill. The first one that we need is the so-called genetic load. So you need a history of mental health within your family. So by now you are now genetically loaded to have a mental illness. But this per se, per self, cannot cause you to be mentally ill. We need another, what we call environmental factors. And these environmental factors is where we have a lot, including the trauma of different varieties. War is one of them. Physical illnesses where malaria and typhoid are the top of the list. Any injuries to the brain, that's why people start having the border accident, they injure their brain, they end up mentally ill. We can come into the substance of abuse, starting from simple diazepam, which they call them five, up to marungi, alcohol and marijuanas. Yes, and a lot of things. Then come into the bottom of the list is the epilepsy, which we are having now even a lot of it.
And now, how do I take care of my mental health? As an individual, what do I do?
Okay, so as an advice, we always say that the parts we have in our body are the original parts. This is the good news. The bad news is we don't have a spare for it. So we advise everybody to take good care of the parts you have. And the most important of them is the brain. So how can I take care of my brain? Number one and the most, the lifestyle. The lifestyle fall under it that you need to stop using substances that can ruin your brain. And number two, we're advising to take a good sleep. Because if you have a computer that you're overworked, it will burn. And number two, people has to adapt the so-called free work time. It's like you can't work yourself to death. So mean weekends that you have to do something different. When we say you do something different, that I'm a doctor 5 days a week, So over weekend, I turn into a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
I visit people, I talk, I communicate, I socialize. So when I started Monday, I started fresh, and the brain is already relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, we advise that people has to do exercise. And by so doing, we don't advise people to go into gym and the thing. If you can even walk around your compound or you can run around, it's an exercise. Then we advise people to take greens or healthy food.
Vegetables,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then socialize and associate yourself with friends. You know, talk it out. Don't keep it in your body. You keep it in your body, in your heart, it eats from you, then the brain, you are consuming yourselves,
mm-hmm.
and you end up having issues.
Yes, and that's the point I was coming into. Most people actually don't want to come out and admit that, you know, I'm going through some stress, which is possibly can even turn into depression. People don't want to admit that they have mental health issues. How do we identify, how do we know that a friend is struggling, a family member is struggling, but he doesn't want to come out and this person needed help?
Number one thing that always people, we all notice in our friends or children or family members or acquaintance, is that they are not behaving themselves. Because we know one another. You know your child, you know your friend, you know your spouse, you know your brother, you know anything.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever they are not acting themselves, it means they are going through difficulties. Acting themselves may simply started from them being easily provocable to anger. Yani zaman, they used to
laugh around
and smile.
Mm-hmm.
But they no longer do that. So such a friend, if he's not a mental ill, he could be going through a difficult time,
mm-hmm.
which might turn on to be a serious issue when they start consuming whatever they have inside.
All right.
So we advise to talk to them.
Yes. Now, on the issues of the suicides in the increase in for South Sudanese in the neighboring countries, here also in South Sudan, we've registered some reports of suicide. Is suicide directly linked to mental health?
This question is hard to be answered because really we have mental health could increase the reason for suicide, mm-hmm. and mainly depression. And because depression is almost now the second or the third leading cause of disability in the world,
mm-hmm.
so depression is suicide is also increasing with that. But those who are having chronic illnesses, who are going through difficulties, could also commit suicide. But because suicide is solely linked to depression, and depression is now increasingly in number, so it's now became like the main cause of suicide,
mm-hmm.
in general population. The bad news is we don't have studies in South Sudan, but we do have numbers of suicidal cases that came attempt or even a full suicide that they end up dying,
mm-hmm.
and I think that we have the youngest age of suicide that presented last year, which is 12 years old, a girl, mm-hmm. who's 12 years old. So we think that it's the youngest, yeah, based on our society.
All right. Now that we have only that time here to talk about this at the moment, before I let you go, mm-hmm. this is really important. As your final message, as you tell people on what should I do in order to really ensure that I keep a healthy mind. Just practical, day-to-day, what I can do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Stop using alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Go to bed as from 10. Wake up early and exercise. Eat healthy food. And talk to a friend or socialize. Don't keep it inside your body. And make sure that you ask about your friend at least every day.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever is withdrawn, you have to make sure that he's okay. Because they started being isolated to themselves,
mm-hmm.
then you will be like, oh, well, I tell at home, I didn't hear about him.
Mm-hmm.
Now I knew that he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So small things can help.
Dr. Atong, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. Do appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.